In this 10-minute audio interview, Brian Cohen, Spy Dynamics Chief Executive Officer, discusses about the company, their flagship product, and the state of web application security market.
Spy Dynamics is a internet security company that specializes in web application security. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. The company is 4 years old. Our customers today include some of the largest corporations in the world. As I mentioned, we focus exclusively today on web application security, and what that means is that we help organizations find the defects from a security standpoint that exist within the applications that an attacker can use to gain access to back-end confidential information. It's been our experience in working with customers that virtually all organizations have these defects or vulnerabilities, and it's due to one simple fact, and that's that the people that build the applications are not security experts. Unlike network security and system security, the perimeter-type security defenses that are put in place, such as network firewalls and patches to operating systems, are ineffective in keeping someone from simply using a browser to exploit the weaknesses that exist in web-based applications.
Please introduce your product line to our readers.
We have today a product line known as WebInspect, used by most of our customers. And WebInspect is used to simulate an attacker's behavior in order to identify the weaknesses that exist within applications. One of the interesting things about web applications and WebInspect is that, unlike typical security issues, the web application problems are often created throughout the application lifecycle. And what I mean by that is that it's not just a matter of misconfiguring a server or failing to apply a patch to an operating system. Many of the defects exist as a result of insecure code. And if you think about that, what it means is that when the security people find the problem, they're often not able to fix it. For example, if there's a defect associated with the way that input is parsed and it causes a SQL injection error to exist, then the security person may become aware of it through use of WebInspect, but the remediation recommendation will be to change the way that the input is parsed or edited in the application. So over time, we've seen the use of WebInspect spread from security people to all those involved in the applications, and this is a real key point. Software developers, use WebInspect in line to identify defects as they're building their code so they can correct it. Quality assurance testers use WebInspect while they're conducting their tests, so that instead of just performing performance tests and application function tests, they're also looking at security tests. Security folks, of course, in the traditional way, use WebInspect is a vulnerability assessment tool. And then there's also another line of folks, the auditors or compliance people, that use WebInspect on a periodic basis to make sure that their applications aren't leaking information that would take them outside of a regulatory requirement, which there are many of today. So that's what WebInspect does.
What's the current state of the web application security market, and what are the competing companies in this field?
The application security market is a relatively new space. If you spoke with most people 3 years ago, they would tell you that they thought they were secure, and then when they took something like WebInspect and ran it against their applications, they'd be quite surprised to discover that they could be attacked via a browser, a user of a browser. We've seen dramatic change in that market in the last 3 years, and I would say that today, when you speak to most knowledgeable security professionals, they will tell you that the application level is that which is most susceptible to attack. One of the statistics that's widely bannered about came originally out of the Gartner Group, where they estimate that about 75% of the attacks that take place today are actually on the application level. And the reason for that is that organizations have done a good job of shoring up their network and system level defenses, and as you do that, the attackers move to the weak point, and today the weak point is the application. In terms of a competitive landscape, there are not many competitors in this space, as it's a relatively new field. There are a couple of Israeli companies that have been doing this for a little while. Both of those organizations have also developed what we describe as application firewall technology, which is interesting because we find it not to be particularly effective. And the reason for that is that the applications are constantly changing, they're very complicated, and if you think about it, in order to successfully defend against an attack, you have to know exactly what proper behavior looks like in an application at all times. And it's just not a matter of determining what ports to have open, determining what types of IP traffic to allow. It's much more complicated than that. So often what folks discover over time is that with web application security, they need to build it right the first time. And that's where we lead the market with our WebInspect products.
What will the future bring us when taking a look at web application security?
In the future, we expect a pretty big change in the way that people address their web applications. And just like all other security, we expect evolution here, where there will be some other area that the attackers move to as people improve their web applications. The way to do that is to have developers that are security experts. When developers build applications, they need to understand the ramifications of security and build them properly. You need to have testers, quality assurance people, that are security experts, that understand how to test for security and make sure that applications don't slip into production that shouldn't. And in order to do that, there are several ways to accomplish it, but the best and most direct way is to provide those professionals with tools that will allow them to do that job effectively. In fact, one of the things that we've had a lot of success with in the last year is we actually created versions of WebInspect that are designed for those constituencies. So, for example, for developers, there are plug-in versions of WebInspect that go with the WebSphere Studio and the Visual Studio environment, and they render themselves as buttons within the interface, and a developer can assemble objects, click the buttons, and then get inline recommendations. For quality assurance testers, we've done something recently. We've integrated WebInspect with the Test Director suite from Mercury Interactive, which is the largest automated software testing company in the world. And so when people are using the Mercury suite, they can launch WebInspect directly from Test Director along with their other products like WinRunner and LoadRunner, and then the results are consolidated and brought back into their ticketing system so that they can track it in a systematic and consistent fashion. So we believe that as these folks begin to use the tools in mass, that they will become keenly aware of the security requirements. We expect it will drive back to developers, and when you sit through a developer interview, for example, that's looking for a job a year from now, we will expect organizations to ask those developers security questions, not just about programming languages and performance, things like that. They'll ask security questions. And as that occurs, we expect the state of application security to gradually improve.
What should we expect from SpyDynamics in the future?
Well, SpyDynamics in the future has some very ambitious plans, and they've been driven by our customers. In the beginning, we built one product, WebInspect, that was used by security professionals. And as the security professionals used it and realized they couldn't remediate all of the problems, we responded by delivering various versions of WebInspect oriented towards those constituencies I mentioned, the developers, the quality assurance testers, the compliance and audit people, as well as the security people. Now we've gotten two very important pieces of feedback from our customers that we're acting on in our development organization. One of them is that our largest customers are telling us they'd like to have a way to perform massive amounts of distributed scanning on a regular scheduled basis. And they're limited in their ability to do that today because WebInspect is a Windows 32-based product, runs on one machine, and it's self-contained. So what we're doing with WebInspect is we're distributing its capabilities in something that we call our assessment management platform. In fact, that's being announced formally on February 22nd. The assessment management platform takes WebInspect and, to oversimplify a bit, separates it into its functional components and allows you to run those on individual platforms so that someone can sit at a console and command a repository and a database and a centralized engine, and we can have distributed sensors that run remotely in various locations that can be kicked off on a scheduled basis using user role management and things like that to perform this assessment. Now, where we're going beyond AMP for WebInspect in the future is as we've introduced this to our customers, many of them have told us that they need something like that to do all general vulnerability assessment. So what you'll see from SpyDynamics in the next year or so is something that's unique in the market today, and that's what I would describe as kind of a command and control center that can be used for vulnerability assessment for all types of modules. AMP will be able to support other third-party products via what we call harnesses so that you'll be able to plug in other leading products you may have, such as Internet Security Systems Internet Scanner, or Nessus, for network level traffic, System Scanner, and other products for host traffic, products from Symantec, products from others. The objective is to be able to give someone a global view of their risk profile at any time in the organization, and that's where we're headed.